This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Go right into chapter 10, verse 1. After this, the Lord appointed 72 others and sent them two by two ahead of him to every town and place where he was about to go. He told them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field." Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field. Charles Malik, for years, was the Lebanese ambassador to the United Nations, and he asked in a speech the rhetorical question, "What has been the greatest American contribution to the rest of the world? Has it been money? Has it been medical skill? Has it been military might? Has it been industrial know-how?" He said, no. He answered his own question. He said, "The Lebanese ambassador to the United Nations said, the greatest thing to come out of America has been the American missionary effort. The quiet, selfless men and women who have left the comfort and security of their homeland to bring the gospel of Christianity to less favored nations." Can you believe that? The Lebanese ambassador to the United Nations says, the greatest gift that the United States of America has given to the world has been its missionaries that it has sent out. You say, what a compliment. It sure was. And it's a statement that relates to the passage today where Jesus talks about those going out on his behalf to spread the good news or the gospel. And by the way, that's what the word gospel means. It means good news. It means good news. When Jesus is criticized for this passage, he's criticized because he has a man who says, "I will follow you anywhere you go, but first let me go and bury my father." And I've had people ask me this question, why wouldn't Jesus let a man do the simple thing of burying his father? And here's how I explain it. He didn't have to bury his father. Jewish law was very specific that when a person died, they were buried within 12 to 24 hours of their death. I don't think the man had to bury his father at all. I think what he was saying was, when my dad dies, and when I settle the estate, then I'll come and serve you. Then the second man says, well, I want to just say goodbye to my family. In both of these cases, I think what they were doing was setting up artificial timelines to serve Jesus. I'm going to ask you a very personal question. You don't have to raise your hand about it. You don't have to say anything about it. But do you realize that all of us have done that with people in our own families? There are parents in this room who've done this with their children. I've done it with mine, where you set up an artificial timeline. As soon as something happens, then we'll take that trip. That something happens, and the children say, well, what about the trip? Well, when this happens, We'll take the trip. And then that happens. Well, what about the trip? Well, when this happens, and people, you've done it, I've done it, we continually set up new timelines. Think about the last time that you did that with somebody in your own family. But I think you know what I mean when I say we set up artificial timelines. People do that with their spouses. They do that with their children. We do that with friends. When this happens, I will do something else. Let me give you the classic example, and I wouldn't tell you this if it weren't true, because I know the person, one of the people involved. I've told the story here before. Well, actually, this is a very poignant story. It's a very sad story that we tell tomorrow on Cross Hope. We're simply out of time, but we want to remind you of our website, crosshope.org. We want to remind you of a part of the website known as Visual Stories. That's something you both watch and listen to. That's Visual Stories on crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org. We'll continue this message and this story tomorrow on Cross Hope. God bless you. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.